Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that our Lord has made. We will, we must rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Truth, to the Love Truth Show. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams of Love Truth Ministry, located out of Baltimore, Maryland in the USA. I want to thank you, my listening audience, for tuning in. I'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio, as well as all social media sites, for tuning in for this platform. I also would like to thank, first and most importantly, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who is love, who is peace, who is joy. Thank you, God, for this day that you have made. Psalms 119, verse 105, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 Peter 1:22, I'm sure that neither death can separate us from the love of God. The same is in Romans 8:38-39. 1 John 3:18, my little children, there is not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. My little children, there is not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 4:11, beloved, if God so love us, we ought to also love one another. Beloved, if God so love us, we ought to also love one another. And 1 John 4:16, as we have known and believe the love that God has to us, God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. As we talk this week, we are at war for our loved ones. And all these scriptures talking about the power of love. The power of love. Love, serious love, true love from the heart. When you truly care for someone, you want the best for them. Majority of the people, I would say, have love in their heart. We're praying for the young people over in Thailand. We pray that all them young people in the coach get out of that cave safely and alive. We pray no one else get hurt or die. That's love. When people have love for the person, you might not know them, but you have love. Only a wicked, evil person wouldn't care what's going on across the world, what's going on in their backyard, what's going on even next door. You're not being busybody, you're not being nosy, but when you hear something, compassion and love goes out. You go into prayer for people. You're praying the best for people. That's why you have so many different types of charities out here. People trying to uplift people, help people. And some people, the best way they can is if they can send money to help the people who are able to get on the ground and help a person, whether in the Puerto Rico or one of the Caribbean Islands or they're in Thailand, some kind of way they need help. But everything, most things take money to help the operation of things to go forward, to rescue somebody, take gas for trucks and boats to run and engines and stuff. So that's a form of showing your love. A non-care person wouldn't even care. And those who don't have the money, then they just go into prayer, hoping and praying. But when they're able to, they either help or they helping physically or financially or spiritually, with all of it spiritual, but with prayer. So we lift them up and pray the best and pray so they can get them out and pray that God, peace be still to the rain, to the storm that's in the area, what we're coming through the area, that they can get those young people out before it happens. And I'd like to pray for the people who are dealing with this hurricane. The peace be still to all the hurricanes in the world, whether it's a hurricane due to weather form or hurricane in our own personal lives. Yes, God, peace be still to it and have us all feel your presence in our hearts, souls, soul, and mind, and cry out, Abba, Father, save us, protect us forevermore. And those who fall away from the cross, fall away from the love of God, get back into fellowship and right relationship with God. He's there, he's real, he loves you. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. To forgive those who trespass against us. Keep us from temptation to this, from evil, for thou is the kingdom, thou is the glory of heaven. God, we love you. We cry out to you. And we know you are the answer. We know your spirit go to and from throughout this earth, touching the hearts of man, woman, boy, and girl, God. And we pray to hear your voice and hear your calling on their life to live a life pleasing to you. Lifting up their hearts, souls, will, and mind, their thoughts, their conscience, and praise and worship you, dear God. We ask that they realize that you are the head of their hearts, souls, will, and mind, of their truly, their personal being, dear God. We just ask you, God, if people listen to the show, whenever they listen to it, that they will hear you in the message. We ask these all things in the name above all names, you, Jesus Christ. We must step back and take a deep breath. I say take several deep breaths. We need to release the toxin out your body. So let's take a deep breath. Which is good. A good deep breath. A posting in motion, exercising, regardless of your weight, exercising, helping move toxins from your body. You sweat it out. It helps you go eliminate toxins from your body. You know, and you defecating or you urinating, thus releasing the toxin, the impurity from your body. So, movement, swatting and stuff like that, walking helps that. Keep your body in action. Help the blood circulate. Help the oxygen circulate. Because oxygen travels through what? Blood. So, and then when we keep love in action, love is through the action word. Because you have to not just feel it, but you have to show it. You have to do something. And speak it is a form of doing something. So God spoke things into existence. So let that be this, let that be that, and it was good and who. In his sight, so we got to speak. He said in the beginning in Genesis, it went to and fro. So we have to know with speaking word, it's a spirit, it's love got to be attached to it, your belief has to be attached to your faith. You must know he is God, he hears your prayers. About every thing as though when he should answer it, I believe as soon as you pray, God, we heard it from such as you. Truly praying to him, you ask him, you talk to him. But sometimes I think we also got to, again, we must step back and take a deep breath and remember our call, our purpose, our mission, the love mandate God put on his children to be set apart, not to be caught up in bondage. If we honestly, we have to think, we have to realize God ain't placed us in bondage. God said, let the world until the Son begun, Son, before the foundation of the world, he created you. When you came out your mind, when you were born free, but the world, tried to put you in bondage. Loved ones, friends, parents, not on purpose and mother, put you in bondage with their fears and their beliefs. But love, pure love goes far. We have to be trying to love, like to get along. We have to get along with others. Stay focused on our family and love our family. To have them or keep. Love is something that we have to work on. Take a deep breath for a minute. you know, we be honest. How to read my own notes. We have to, we find a force of love or force to get along with people or stay in a family or keep people in our life who doesn't meet our lifestyle that we enjoy doing, that lifestyle so far from us. But that's not love, that's bondage. And not that you don't speak to and have to do with them, but it doesn't matter if they're a stranger, whoever, your co-worker, your boss, basically work. We got to realize, if something make you feel uncomfortable, make you feel like, why I'm here, some form of bondage, some form of crisis in our life. And sometimes we're afraid to step out, because the world put on all of us. You know, you got to have shelter, you have to have food, you know, these things. And these parts of the world, people are living off the ground, living off the earth. And in this society we live in, it's totally different than people when they talk about careers or going to work. You rarely, rarely hear somebody talk about being an entrepreneur, making your own way. And usually they tell you, get your education, come work, and go work for somebody. Not go and get education and figure out what is it, how you want to use the education to create something different and better. Usually they want you to help them with whatever they already have out there. But the system try to get you in bondage or help them make whatever they have better instead of you might, but not being in bondage doing it, but you can make a living, have your own business or make your own way. Not everybody's not going to have their own business. Some people like working for others, but you shouldn't feel like you're in bondage while you're working for yourself or others. Either way, you're still working for somebody. You're working for your customers. You're working for a company and your customers. But we have to make sure no matter what we do, we're lifting up the name of Jesus. And we have to think, if this makes sense, if this blessing the kingdom of God, or is this distracting or subtracting from and subtracting from the kingdom of God? And too many times you look at the news, it's subtracting and distracting us from the work of God. Not the TV's day, don't get me wrong, on television. Because most people on television, they're doing their thing, right? They, whatever it is they're interested in, acting, singing, giving the news, or whatever. But we can fall into a false reality when we think those lifestyles are real, true lifestyles people are doing. Or everything in the news or giving you accurate information. We all know, some people may just know one language. Unless you look good in several different languages, you already know what the Japanese are saying, the Chinese are saying, Russia is saying. Somewhere over there in Saudi Arabia is saying, you know. You have to know the language. They can say anything. We all know the language. But we have to work on operating there, the perfect language of all language, and that's the love. Television has you built up. You know, they say, write your vision, make it clear. You won't fall from it. So if somebody constantly indoctrinates you with their own point of view in a book or a television or news or whatever, trying to tell you how this is how society should be, or you watch a movie, and the movie may like the movie, all kind of crazy movies out here, and it may be good thrillers and et cetera, but then you think that's the way it should be. If they constantly showing you in 10 years and 20 years, the world going to be in chaos. If they keep on telling you in 2020, the financial establishment which they develop is going to crash. Why? Because they wanted to crash. They can use the word probability. They figure out you may have to, this is what's going to happen. It's all ones and zeros. It's all digital. Ones and zeros, things that they produce to say what kind of results they want. They have more people in bondage that they can have one world order. And some people, they speak it out, this is what it's going to be. The Bible say this and the Bible say that. But man, God's whoever adds to his word and takes from the word, they're going to pay for it. They know who they are better than us. We pray and we try to live according to the world and making sure we hear what God told us. And we have to make sure that we are listening to God, not man opinion or what society should be. Because God said life, life more abundantly. And life more abundantly is not, oh, my God, the world going to go to hell in a handbasket. Oh, my God, there's going to be wars and rumors of war. Yes, they say it's rumors of war. They say the Bible says a rumor of war. But they want to make it reality. And we have to step back home and let's go into prayer. Because prayer and fasting and believing is the answer. And that's action. And you have to pray action. Yes, voting is a part of the action. Truly voting. But you keep on voting. And some people vote for people. Sister was telling me about a story. Someone talked to somebody several years ago. And they were talking about voting. And they were saying, well, I'm going to vote for so-and-so because they're going to already going to win. So whoever they really wanted to vote for, they wouldn't know vote for that person who they wanted in office. They voted for whoever the spin was put on who's going to win, whether it's a presidential election, whether it's a government election or some local election. It made no sense. People are always going to put spin, going to make you think, oh, this person is losing, so you shouldn't vote for them. No, vote for who you believe. Make your election known. And if it wind up being yours, then great. Then, you know, you did your thing to put that person in. If your person don't get in, you still try your best to put the person you thought was the best person for the job. We have to believe and pray, as God, that our votes count. And really the whole judicial system, the government system that we work under, need to be revamped. It's been written by man, and their vision went forward. So we had to rewrite it to the vision that include all the us can be counted in it. All the us who talk about love, peace, and joy. Peace is not doesn't mean not to say anything. They always will have peace if they think they can put us in bondage, that we in fear of speaking out, fear of voting against, fear of this or fear of that. Or then they can get in your head and know who you're voting for and what you believe in. Stay steadfast. Focus on God. He will guide us. He will always guide his family. Regardless how it may seem or fail to be, believe in God. Believe. Stop. Take a deep breath. Jesus is coming back. He is headed this way. No one knows the hour. No, we don't have the time. But God said, you know, Jesus is coming back. So we have to know this. We have to believe that he's coming back. We have to keep focus on him. So take a deep breath. Love your neighbor. Praise God. Stay focused. Holy, 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 O God Almighty, which was, is, and is to come. We have to say faith. We have to believe. People want us to be in fear. Because when you're in fear, you ain't going to do nothing. You'll crumble up and go into your little corner. But we have to stay steadfast. You know, Mark 13:23, by about the day or hour, there was no, even not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father know when he sent Jesus back to get his church, God family. So that's deep, right? So but he's on his way back, trust and believe. He is on that horse and he's riding his way back. And we are his soldiers, and he gave each one of us a mandate. To operate in love, peace, and joy. And keep our eyes and ears open. Keep watch for his return. And believe in his return. Soldiers on the battlefield. If they lollygagging around, losing focus, enemy coming always and sweep and take over. because they ain't seen him coming. But for all doing whatever they focus is, whatever it is they supposed to be working on, and keep mindful all the time, keep energy, keep positive thoughts. Are we going to win this? You know, soldiers, people who play sports, they have pep rallies, and they did coach, you know, cheer them on, pump them up, because they're going to be ready for whatever that fight is. Put them pump themselves out when they going against, battling against cancer or battling against anything. You have to fight. Stay gear up. Stay focused. Knowing that he's coming back. Saying his word. Fellowship. Stay steadfast. Praise and worship him. Authentic your way. That way other people say you should worship him. People say, oh, well, y'all must, you know, why, you know, once you get you on your feet to dance or clap hands. Everybody doesn't worship that way. They feel the music. They may be in deep meditation. They may be exactly where they're supposed to be. We all want to be in the presence of God, and they blacking things out, and they hearing something that you don't hear, because some people truly get more pumped in circumstances, and God created us to move. And worshiping is how you treat your family. Not trying to run over your family, not being used and abused by your family. Love them, cheer them up, point them to Jesus, tell them the best you can about them. And operate in love, truly care for people. Care for yourself. Through say, I worry about others, I pray for others, and I worry about myself. God going to take care of that. That's not scripture. You're supposed to pray for one another, but you also got to pray for yourself. And believe God hears your prayer. You also got to do things to uplift you so you can stay positive and motivated. Yes, you're doing it for your family. Yes, you're doing it for your community. Yes, you may be doing it for the world to make it boil by the place. But you're also for the kingdom of God. But you also must do things to make yourself feel good. Those things that's positive. Things that lead to life. It might not seem like it. You may see something like it's dying or person or not going the way you want it, but it might be going to whatever it needs to go to give you the outcome that God has for you. Jesus had to go to Calvary for us to give us everlasting life. You know, you figure when he's Jesus, he just said, well, y'all got eternal life, those who want to know me, want to put a relationship with me. It wasn't just accepting him as our Lord and Savior. You had to believe that he is awesome. You had to believe that he went to Calvary for us. That he died and he rose on the third day for us. And that he's coming back. So we must stay focused. Television had caught us up in anger. But where is our love? Where is our faithfulness to the kingdom? You get easily caught up on television and music and what other people are doing or other people are saying about you or what they think they're saying about you. So now you're distracted. You're looking at something and say, it may be good stuff. I like that religion. But sometimes we can get so focused on one show come on and another show come on. And then we lose our sense of reality, our sense of being. God created us too special, unique. Some people's jobs may not think they seem like ask somebody what they're interested in. They might say they ain't that interested in nothing. They might not be. Maybe their purpose is just to be there to support us or to help us with something, some form or some fashion. There's us who may be interested in creating something, developing something. That's our purpose, whatever it may be. We all have a purpose, even when it doesn't seem like a person has a purpose. It doesn't have to be the same purpose that you have. Some people just like to exist and you ask them to do this and that, they may do this and that, but they're not interested in doing it anymore. Maybe that's all they're supposed to do. Some people are supposed to lead, and some people all follow Jesus. If someone has in different roles, it's there for different roles at different times, see? Roles can change for a reason. So we have to uplift one another and listen out for God. You know, they say faithfulness to the king. Who are we? God's disciple. Or are we going to be tossed to and from like in a boat, hoping that Jesus comes and says, peace be still? Or are we like look into a mirror like Randy so busy concerned. We only think of us how we look to people. Stop, pray, meditate, and believe the word. Meditate on it, believe it, breathe, and short breath, focused breath. Shout, praise God. Say, holy, 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 oh God Almighty, which word is and is God. Say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Say, focus. I didn't get into everything today. It's a lot. But we're going to go into later. You know, let me do a little bit because I have a lot of notes here, a lot of scripture. Well, how we stay by saying, using the word, the blood, the spirit, loving our neighbor. This is for the move of God. So we will go on that later on. Next Monday, get into more and more of the scripture. But know God loves you. God is for real. We have to stay focused. Get a little bit of Revelation 2 and 3. And then we can go do that. Until the angel of the church of Ephesus write these things, say, he that holds the seven stars in the right hand, who walk in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy work, thy labor, thy patience, how thou cannot bear them which are evil. Thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patient for my name's sake, has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have some what against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Your first love is always going to be God. He is the first love before the foundation of the world. Coming up another little, he and God, he and Jesus. It was nothing not bad. I never look at my parents like, huh? What are you talking about? Like, puzzled and confused. Who? Who's that? So that means it's in you, innate in you. It's a part of your right being, your right fabric. It's created in God. There's no doubt. I don't care what they say in the world. Well, if this is going on, that, where is God? He exists. All the wicked, even nasty, evil, sad stuff, God still is real. He's alive and well. And I laugh sometimes people say that. I'm like, they, and I would say the devil, blame the devil. They start blaming God for anything that went wrong. They don't blame themselves. They don't blame others. They had never blamed the devil, but always God. We must hold on to our faith. We just must. Until we meet again, remember, whatever we do, we want God to recognize us as his child, covered by the blood of the precious name of God. Never want to be standing outside his gate. And Jesus said, I don't know you. Get thee away, you and your iniquities. You want him to say, daughter. Man, if anyone had to open the door, you're already in there, but you belong to him. He said, the kingdom of God will live inside you, through you, and around you, as well as his spirit. Just operate in the kingdom. It's a battle. There mean a lot of things we have to look at things different. And it's easy not to. When you hear the stuff come from the White House, or people say you got to pray, you got to let me hear the truth. And the Bible said, pray for your enemies. But you actually put in the heat of coal in their head. They can't take it. They got to come down, the works of the wicked. But we must believe that. We can't say, well, it's the way things are. That's how life is. They want you to be. That's the devil lies. The devil fight us on emotion. And one of the things, we can't fight him. We can't say, I love you, God. He don't want us to say, oh, we're going to press forward. But we must press forward. We must believe. We must say, and our spirit and our heart and soul, no more racism, no more this, no more that. I believe that people of color all over the world will live safe, live in love, peace, and joy. You know, you not want to be a believer, then nobody can stop you from not believing in God or believing in Jesus Christ. That's your choice. But I'm not interested in blowing you off the face of earth because you don't believe in me, believe in the word of God that I believe in. Because you don't like the red dress I wear. That's ridiculous. Or the car I drive or the neighborhood or community. It's just insane. The thing people fight over. Let's just live, love, and operate in peace. And don't you know you're going to harm somebody. People got a lot of things they did boldly because the government says okay. They're okay with it. No. And they forget about what did God say about it. And God might not, the God don't have anything in the Bible talking about marijuana or drugs. But God said his, our body, the temple of his, is he going to edify the kingdom of God or not? We have to make sure. God didn't say stone somebody dead because you disagree with him. If I pray for him, understand him, or just stay away from him. But we must walk in love. So next time, this is Kim Room of Love, Truth, Ministry Show. Y'all just operate in love. Fast from a news channel. Maybe just one news channel. Just find one that you believe get better news and real news. Or just black out the news for a week to the best you can. And to God, let those that I need to hear, what I need to pray for. Keep our focus. Even if it's not that, or maybe activities you perform on or you're in. God, let me be in the activity that's going to edify. It's going to make a difference. It's going to be fun. Not just doing something just to be doing it. Okay. Have a blessed day in Jesus' holy name. Bye-bye.